Nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man.
Amen. God bless the Arizona homeowner. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, every Arizona homeowner's favorite place every Saturday morning, where we just kind of sprout rainbows and ride unicorns around in a make-believe land of happiness that is virus-free. That's Rosie on the House. Now, I want to talk a little bit about how we're conducting business in this particular environment. We're still getting calls from people who want projects remodeled and done. They still want to meet and get estimates for projects they're considering. I can tell you, for years at Rosie Wright Remodeling, a lot of times we were just so busy. I would get on the phone and I would beg the homeowner, look, I don't have an estimator that I can even send out to your house for 4 months. They're booked solid. But if you'll take a couple measurements and send me a couple pictures, we'll do the estimate over the internet machine. And I'll send you the contract. You can wire me the deposit. We'll show up with the material we need, get the job done. You can pay us when we're finished. And that's going to be the most efficient way for you to get this done if you want us to do it. So we kind of started this virtual estimating system years ago. And we're still doing it today. And I think we're going to be doing a lot more of it. We have a customer in North Scottsdale who wants a master bath remodel. And last Sunday, we talked to him. They called me at home and said, Rosie, we want to sign the contract. We want to do the job, but we don't want to expose ourselves or your team to any more risk than absolutely necessary. So we'd like to be the first in line project for you to start when everything returns to normal. So we've already started booking jobs that are going to be, we're going to get a deposit, we're going to get all the materials, put them in our warehouse, and then at the point we're given the clearance, return to normal, and the homeowner's comfortable with it, we're going to have months of inventory and jobs stacked up. So we are open for business. Virtually every Rosie on the House certified partner is open for business. Proceed with extreme caution right now. There's no place you can go and have a tighter screened list of service providers than Rosie on the House.
And we've got people ready to do stuff around their home, castle, or cabin. Our lines are full at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation as we take a call, that opens a line to get in. And I delivered a pair of Hex Armor gloves to a resident that this was their third set of thorn-resistant gloves they've bought from us. I said, are they wearing out that fast? No! My wife got them, and then a husband needed a pair, and now we're getting a pair for the son. And when I dropped it off, their yard was immaculate. You could tell they've been working, and I don't know how old their son was, but they're putting him to work now, too. No, they're great. We need more. So people are looking to get stuff done around their home, castle, or cabin, and we're going to get to Dana and Phoenix with a water heater question. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. I have a question. There's a home I inherited last year, and we've been remodeling it. And it's a 3,000-square-foot ranch home with the water heater at the end of the house. It has a garage. At the far end of the house, to get hot water, it takes several minutes of running the water you know, on the faucet or whatever before it gets hot. I think I've heard of something in the past, something about a hot water circulator or something. Can you tell me about that?
Is there some other thing
you would suggest?
There's a couple options, and I guess it just really depends on your budget. There's a few things you can do. There is a recirculating pump. It goes on the water heater itself. And then there's a valve that you would put on the faucet the farthest away from the water heater. And it's got a thermostat on it. And the water heater pump, you've got to get one with a timer. If you don't get one with a timer and it circulates water constantly, you're going to constantly be heating water you're not using. So you put it on a timer. You know, if you take a shower at average, let's say 5:30 in the morning, well, then you set the timer to go off at 5 o'clock. And then if you get home, say, around 6, you set it to go off around 5:30 p.m. And it takes all the water that's in the hot water line that has cooled off, and it moves that back into the cold water supply. And when that thermostat feels the hot water get from your water heater all the way through your lines and pipes, it shuts off. And so then you've got hot water there. And that's a whole house solution. There are other things like the faucet you can put in your shower. It's a shower head, and it's got a thermostat up there. You turn it on, you let the cold water run. When the hot water gets there, it shuts off, so you know it's there. And a lot of people say, well, that wastes water. Well, if you're on city sewer, you know, all that water is recycled and reused. And not only does it power the nuclear power plant at Palo Verde, but it also replenishes the water, you know, that's re-released back into our stream. So is it using water? Yes. Are you wasting it? You know, our state does an incredible job recycling the water that's reclaimed through the sewer system.
I think you're talking about the Evolve shower head. Is that it? Because I have one. And what it's designed to do is you turn on the hot water, and, of course, the water will stay. When it gets to about 95 or 96 degrees, it stops immediately. And you have a little pull string when you're ready to take a hot shower, and boom, you got hot water.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And there's one homeowner that even called us that had a very creative solution. It just depends on your time and use here. They had a 5-gallon bucket that they would use to fill up the cold water. And when it got hot, they turn off. They would save that bucket.
Hell yeah.
And they would fill the toilet tank.
Yeah, lots of people.
With that water.
Lots of people don't let that go to waste.
That's
I've got another question for Dana.
Yeah.
Dana, 3,000 square foot ranch. Is it dual energy? Do you have natural gas and electric?
Yes.
Okay. You know, another great option for you is go to a tankless water heater back on that end of the house with gas. You said you're remodeling the whole house. Now's the time to do it. That would just be one more other great option for you.
Actually, we have pretty much finished remodeling the house, the interior aspect, before moving in. We didn't want to be living there while it's being done.
Okay.
And
then your best option right now is exactly what Romy talked you through. Go ahead and get a circulating pump with a thermocoupler on that farthest lavatory faucet. Put it on a timer, and that's going to be your absolute best bet.
And for a long time, the brand Grundfos was the most popular that our plumbers have used. And I've heard, I don't remember the name now that seems to be up there in the same.
There's one now made in America that they are a true flow or something.
Okay.
I don't have it in my head. But there is another brand made in America that's being distributed very well that plumbers say is working really, really well.
Yeah, we need to find that one. The other one, you can find it at any Central Arizona Plumbing Supply, Ferguson. I'm not sure if their Saturday hours have changed, but all of them used to have Saturday hour, 4 or 5 hour windows in the morning.
Ed called and asked the same question before he heard Dana's, but he was from North Dakota, and he said, I've never heard of them out here. I said, well, it's at least in the older homes, it's not something that's already in there. You would have to know that there was something like that existed. But are they putting those in the new homes automatically, or you just have to know to ask for one?
No, I don't think so.
No. The bigger custom homes pretty much all included, but we've also gone to multiple water heaters,
I was just saying,
which we never used to do either. So That is one aspect of living in a larger home that isn't tolerated so much anymore. It used to be in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. That was just a fact of life. You just lived with
water
it.
Water heaters were new and they're great.
Like hot garages. You just lived with it. Well, now we're air conditioning garages and we're not making you wait for hot water in your big homes. That's what we do. We make you happy in your home. Hey, well, I want to talk a little bit about our article, our tip of the week on the e-commerce products. We all went into our e-commerce store and picked the three things that we liked the best. And you were mentioning the Thorn Armor gloves that you were delivering to somebody. I tell you what, that quick loader retractable ratchet is one of those things that you just think, how did I ever live without these?
Oh, yes. I was trying to remember what those were.
Those, you know, I ratchet down the motorcycles and the quads on the back of the trailer. I ratchet down lumber to the lumber rack. I ratchet down hay in the back of the pickup truck. I'm forever ratcheting something.
And somebody finally figured out what to do with the tail that's not used in ratcheting. You know, you always have that long piece of fabric that you got to wrap around 50 times or tie or figure out what to do.
And then the release is so much easier than the old style ratchet. That's what I love, the release. You're not constantly pitching your fingers or your thumbs trying to get the thing to let go.
Somebody finally figured out how to wind that on the ratchet itself.
So at RoseLleNouse.com in the e-commerce store, if you've been fighting ratchet straps like I have, take a look at the quick loader. That was my favorite pick of the whole store.
Well, the other one that's kind of along the same line is that Danic hook. I can never, once Rosie ratchets something down there, I have no chance of getting it back off of there.
But the Danic hook, Rosie.
You actually release at the hook. So it's a little different than that one. You can make your own. You add your own rope, and they actually have bungee cords with those Danic hooks on them. But they are a dream for me.
Now I know I'm going to keep her out of my stuff. I'm going to ratchet everything down.
That would work.
How about Valley Forge flag company?
Yeah, we don't.
American made.
We don't move a lot of American flags. But, and when you're looking at a virtual store, you've got a warehouse, so you obviously have to have your supplies and the products that you sell. And I don't know that we'll ever get a return on the storage space that we have for the flags just because they're not a big seller. But the biggest frustration I've had is American flags not made in America.
That chaps
so
me.
We will forever have, whether we, regardless of how much it may cost us in the storage of these flags that don't move, we will have American made flags on the road.
And they're nice
store
flags.
In our warehouse.
They're a nice, heavy duty, good flag.
And well, they're American made. Yeah. It's a good quality. From Valley Forge, so and just for my peace of mind, knowing I'm probably the biggest customer of the American made flag on our e-store than anyone else.
Maybe so.
But for my peace of mind, knowing I can go get an American made flag, it's going to be there.
Well, the e-commerce store at Rosie on the House are products that we find. Either because they're American-made, we've got the Rosie on the House toolbox, we've got the Estwing hammer that's actually logoed Rosie on the House. It's actually branded into the leather handle, good-looking hammer. Take a look at these are things that we have found to be unique that we'd like to make sure.
Unique and useful.
Unique and useful and
American-made.
Every chance we get.
Yeah.
Every chance we get. It all started with that crazy Wheels barrel. That's where the whole e-commerce started, store. And now the Amish family that made those don't make them anymore. I think I may call them and say, can I have that? I may start making them. I loved that thing. I still use mine every day. So that's what started the e-commerce store. It's there for you at RosieOnTheHouse.com. We've got a call on hold about water treatment. We'll take that when we get back and wrap up our final segment of Rosie on the House.